This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are few concepts in higher education or in education at all, really, that are more sacred and at the same time more controversial than tenure. Faculty get strong job security, really strong, although not total job security, so that they can teach or do research in areas that might be not universally approved of. And there's the controversy, right? Somebody teaching something really unpopular, but who is really difficult to fire. Consider this. Nowadays, only 2 in 5 American college professors have tenure or are on a track to get it. Florida has a new law that could make it harder for professors there to keep their tenure. And others, South Carolina among them, have considered eliminating tenure entirely. So here's our angle. What is tenure worth? Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes went down to Florida to try to find out.
Tenure is what future professors like Autumn Shackelford aspire to. At the University of Central Florida in Orlando, she's cleaning instruments in a planetary science lab.
We rinse them with methanol and bake them off in an oven to make sure that there's no lingering chemicals on them or anything like that. Everything has to be super clean because it has to be like space.
Shackelford has 3 more years to go in her PhD program. She says granting a professor tenure broadcast to the rest of the world, this person and their work is worth investing in, even if there's no immediate practical purpose.
You're able to say, this university wants to keep me around. That tells you, oh, this person's going to be there for a while. This will be work that can continue for a long time. And this is science that can pay off in the long run.
Shackelford is one of 70,000 students at UCF, which is so big, many of them use golf carts to zip around. Anastasia Thompson is on foot. She's 17 and getting ready to start her freshman year. Like a lot of undergraduates I talked with, she's not that familiar with the concept of tenure, but says she's okay with it if it means a better quality teacher.
Because I'm paying for a good education, I want someone who's actually going to be able to teach me, whose reputation is good as well.
Getting tenure takes years. Professors need a proven track record of teaching, research, and providing service to the school community. That includes publishing work on a regular basis. In April, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis signed a new law stipulating that tenured faculty at public universities must be reviewed every 5 years.
Tenure was there to protect people so that they could do ideas that maybe would cause them to lose their job or whatever, and academic freedom. I don't know that that's really the role that it plays, quite frankly, anymore.
Governor DeSantis believes tenure keeps academics in their jobs too long, even though nearly 70% of public colleges in the U.S. actually already have some kind of review in place, including the University of Central Florida.
We've had post-tenure review for decades.
Joseph Harrington is sitting outside the campus bookstore. He's a professor and physicist at UCF who got tenure more than a decade ago after starting a program in planetary science. He is concerned the tenure law will deter potential colleagues, as will another new state law called the Stop Woke Act. It restricts how professors approach subjects related to race.
We've already had a situation where a senior professor from elsewhere who was applying for a job here told us that they were not as excited about the idea of coming here having heard this. So it has hit our recruiting already, that this rhetoric is out there.
Harrington points out that his colleagues who work in the humanities are even more at risk. UCF's also competing with the corporate world for talent, and Harrington says that he and other scientists could make 3 times as much money working in industry instead of academia. UCF's provost, Michael Johnson, agrees.
I really think that if we didn't have tenure, to be able to hire people with the same skills, we would have to pay more, because that's part of the economic trade-off. People, in a sense, settle in their careers for a somewhat reduced salary compared to what, say, Intel or Amazon would pay.
Incoming freshman Anastasia Thompson hopes the new laws don't cause UCF professors to shy away from controversial topics.
You need to be a little bit uncomfortable. Like, sometimes you have to hear stuff that you don't want to hear to be able to be like, oh my gosh, I didn't think of it that way.
Increasing diversity of thought also means increasing the diversity of faculty. In 2020, across the U.S., about 40% of tenured professors were women, and about 25% were people of color. In Orlando, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.